JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
In today's program, we'll be sharing some important deadlines for the 2015 JCDC competition. And later, we'll talk about Busta or Stagger Back in Glimpses of Jamaica. Welcome and do stay with us.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure-sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
With an exciting 2015 slate of competitions ahead, the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, is reminding the public of the closing dates for the Jamaica Gospel and Children Gospel Song Competitions, Jamaica Visual Arts Competition, and the Miss Jamaica Festival Queen Competition. The Jamaica Children's Gospel Song Competition closes entry on Friday, January 30, 2015. Children between the ages of 6 and 15 years can compete with original or cover songs in the solo, choir, and ensemble categories and can utilize any genre of music to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Jamaica Gospel Song Competition encourages songwriters and performers to submit their entry forms by the preliminary deadline, Friday, January 30, 2015. However, on-spot entries will be accepted at the elimination shows to be held across the island. For the Jamaica Visual Arts Competition and Exhibition, entries are open to youth 6 to 18 years old and adults 19 years and over. Applications for the 2015 competition close entry on Friday, January 16, 2015. Persons can enter in the categories of ceramics, painting, fiber arts, photography, sculpture, video art, and works on paper. And the Miss Jamaica Festival Queen Competition, the premier forum for intelligent, culturally aware, and poised young ladies seeking a platform to make their contributions to nation building, will close entries on Friday, February 27, 2015.
Hey, Uma, how are you doing inside there, sir?
Please, I can't manage no more.
Hey, go back out there, sir. You know so much customer there.
May I beg you? Just memory yourself, Nico, no, please.
Hey, woman, you know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she more. Just come through the door. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Vision 2030 seeks to ensure that our children's children can continue to enjoy the unique environment and cultural treasures of our island home. Vision 2030 is Jamaica's first national development plan to transform Jamaica into the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Go to vision2030.gov.jm for more information. And now, our glimpse of Jamaica. Remember Busta, the Jamaican coconut sweet? How many times did you hurt your teeth trying to eat a Busta sweetie? Do you still call it Busmija or Stagaback? Now we can't really call it Busmija or Stagaback because over the years it has gotten softer and softer, but it's still a Jamaican tradition and favorite sweet. Remember that you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica. Just send an email to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. And that brings us to the end of today's program. With studio engineer Andre Soyes, I'm Casita Irving. Peace and love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.